down.
Hey, did you see that video on the Google chat of JC?
The orthodox
also. Oh, yeah.
Getting laid.
Boom. All right.
Are we good? Have you seen his face?
I haven't seen him.
So surprised.
I heard he had like a broken nose. Like,
all right. All right, here we go. This is Thursday, March 15th. This is finals night, St. Joseph versus Coloma. I'm not ready. The most important thing, that 88 cent timer.
Speak up nice and loud, please, about the volume that I'm speaking at, please.
Here we go, in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to finals night on Academic Challenge, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from St. Joseph and Coloma. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota Hyundai Mitsubishi. Also, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt, independent, uncomplicated objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics and South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. So first, let's meet the teams, starting with St. Joseph. Your name and your grade.
Cameron Haynes, 11.
Graham Straczynski, junior.
Ryan Erickson, senior.
Hudson Wellen, senior.
And your captain tonight.
It's me.
Ryan, your coach, your coaches tonight.
Mr. Edder.
Excellent. And from Coloma, your name and the grade that you're in.
I'm Spencer. I'm a senior.
I'm Matthew. I'm a senior.
I'm Riley. I'm also a senior.
I'm Caleb. I'm a senior.
And who's the captain tonight for Coloma?
All right.
Spencer, your coaches tonight?
Mrs. Glisson and Mr. Sheehan.
Excellent. And remember, here are some basic rules. During the first and second halves, we're going to announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Can you believe it's finals night already?
No, I cannot believe. I am so excited. It's fun.
Oh, Bill.
And these kids are so great, so it's going to be great. Great night.
We also want to make sure that we thank our sponsors, and most importantly, we want to thank Bill Crowder and his team here at Signature for all of their great hospitality of having us here every Thursday night and
absolutely
making sure that all the refreshments were stocked and hot and fresh and
yeah, Bill,
ready
you
for
do,
all of our teams.
Do good cookies too, buddy.
Yes. All right, so we're ready to start Academic Challenge?
Yeah.
All right, your time is going to start.
They're excited too.
Your time is going to start. Once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 5 points, it is 1888, and Queen Victoria is decidedly not amused. As she writes to Scotland Yard, our detectives must be improved. We've just not what we should be. Her Majesty was perturbed by the authorities' inability to apprehend what celebrated serial killer?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Jack the Ripper.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what fuel is used by the USS Nautilus and other nuclear-powered submarines?
Matthew from Coloma.
Uranium.
That is correct for 5 points. A math question for 10 points. If the price of an item is increased by 50% and then decreased by 50%, what is the net change in the price of the item?
Matthew from Coloma.
It has decreased 25%.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, why is it possible to get a tan or a sunburn even on a cloudy day?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Because of solar radiation, UV radiation.
That is correct answer for 5 points. For 10 points, When an electron releases or absorbs energy, what does it do?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Changes orbitals, moves up and down.
That is correct for 10 points.
Good job.
For 10 points, what political office did John Hancock hold from 1780 to 1785 and from 1787 to 1793?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Continental Congress?
Incorrect.
Coloma, a chance to steal. Matthew from Coloma.
Secretary of the Treasury.
Incorrect. He was the governor of Massachusetts. For 5 points, what was President Woodrow Wilson requesting of Congress when he spoke before a joint session on April?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Declaration of War.
It's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, the flag that inspired the writing of the Star-Spangled Banner is hanging in which museum of the...
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Smithsonian Institute of American History.
That is a correct answer for 10 points. Multiple choice question, excuse me, for 5 points. To which of the following types of data structures does a linked list belong? Static, variable, or dynamic?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Dynamic.
That is correct for 5 points.
Good job, Graham.
Multiple choice question for 10 points. Malaria is spread by the female Anopheles mosquito. Is the organism that causes the disease a virus, a bacteria, or a protozoan?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Protozoa.
That is correct for 10 points.
Good job, Graham.
For 10 points, name the two world currencies, one European and one Middle Eastern, that are anagrams of liar.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
The lira and the real.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, what scientist's name is found on almost every milk carton?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Pasteur.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, Republican Senators John McCain, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski all voted against the final GOP bill to repeal what?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act.
That is correct for 5 points. For 20 points, what gang did President Trump vow to eradicate?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
MS-13.
That is correct for 20 points. For 15 points, how did the Russian government respond to new sanctions imposed by the United States in late July 2016?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Expulsion of diplomats?
Incorrect. We need more complete.
The closing of the embassy?
Incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Spencer from Coloma.
Counter sanctions?
Incorrect. You were close. They seized U.S. property in Russia, and then they reduced their staff at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. For 15 points, according to a new poll, 58% of American adults opposed President Trump's decision to ban what kind of military service members?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Transgender.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, Nawaz Sharif resigned after the Supreme Court disqualified him over charges of corruption. He was the prime minister of what country?
Spencer from Coloma.
Iraq.
Incorrect.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Afghanistan.
Incorrect. Pakistan. For 15 points, former Vice President Al Gore's sequel to his award-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, is called what?
Graham from St. Joseph.
An inconvenient sequel?
That is correct for 15 points.
Good job, Graham.
For 5 points, a new study found that all but one of the 111 examined brains of professionals in what sport showed...
Matthew from Coloma.
Football.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points...
1 minute.
The brain disease, CTE, was found in what percentage of donated NFL players' brains?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
99.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, who broke the tie in the Senate motion to proceed with debates on repealing Obamacare?
Spencer from Coloma.
Mike Pence.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points.
Final question of the half.
10 immigrants trying to get into the U.S. from Mexico died in a scorching tractor trailer in Texas. In which city were the victims found?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Houston?
Incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Matthew from Coloma.
El Paso.
Incorrect. San Antonio.
Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is St. Joseph 135, Coloma 30. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you can answer all 10 within the time limit. Remember, you're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Coloma, you're trailing at the moment, so you have first choice of these three categories, which are geology, math, world history. What do you choose?
We're going to go with world history.
World history it is. Well, there's no setup to either one of the to this setup, so your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
What civilization flourished from the 1st century B.C. to the 5th century A.D.?
Rome.
Correct. How many Punic Wars were there?
Three.
Correct. Which African country has been independent for all but five of its 3,000 years?
Egypt.
Incorrect. Only one of our of about 30,000 French youth survived. Which crusade?
The second.
Incorrect. Land granted by a lord to a vassal was called what?
Estates.
Incorrect. Which daughter of a pope has been associated with crimes and moral excesses?
Pass.
Name Columbus's flagship in 1492.
Santa Maria.
Correct. In 1799, the Directory of France was overthrown in a coup d'etat led by whom?
Napoleon.
Correct. The Allies invade which country in Operation Avalanche during World War II?
Norway.
Incorrect. Which nation was excluded by the Organization of American States in 1962?
Go ahead with your answer.
Cuba.
Correct.
It's five. All right, Colby answered five questions for a total of 50 points. Now, St. Joseph, there's five questions that are unanswered that you can pick up. And Ryan, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
I think so.
Which African country has been independent for all but five
Ethiopia.
Of its 3,000? That's correct. Only one of about 30,000 French youths survived which crusade?
It's called the Children's.
The Children's Crusade?
That's correct. The land granted by a lord to a vassal was called what?
Fife.
Correct. Which daughter of a pope has been associated with crimes and moral excesses?
Pass.
The Allies invade which country in Operation...
Italy.
I'm sorry?
Italy.
Correct. And go back to which daughter of a pope has been associated with crimes and moral excesses?
It's Borgia's daughter.
Lucretia. Lucretia.
I need a complete name.
Lucrezia de Borgia.
Lucretia de Borgia.
That is correct.
Cameron Haynes.
Let's go.
Oh,
all right. You answered the other five questions. Now it's your turn, St. Joe, to choose from the remaining two categories, which are math and geology.
Math.
Math it is. There's no setup to math. So your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
A relationship between two numbers which can be expressed as a fraction is called what?
Ratio.
Correct. Any number that can be expressed as the ratio of two digits is called what?
A fraction.
Rational number.
Correct.
Nice.
How is repeating decimal how is a repeating
line
decimal
over. Line over the top repeating part.
I'm sorry?
There is a line over the repeating part.
Incorrect.
That's right.
Give me the adjective describing fractions that name the same number or amount.
Equivalent.
Equivalent.
Correct. How many quadrants are in seven circumferences?
28.
Correct. A rectangular sheet of paper measures 8.5 by 11. What is the area?
104.
Incorrect. What is the area of a square if it is has a perimeter of 16 feet?
16 square feet.
Yeah. Correct. Add 1/2 plus 1/4 plus 1/5.
Pass it. Go.
Pass.
If an item... Can we finish?
Go ahead.
If an item was increased in price from 40 to 52 cents, what is the percent of increase?
15%?
30. Incorrect.
It's okay. It's fine.
All right. The answer to five questions, St. Joe, for an extra 50 points. That means that there's five questions that are still unanswered for an extra possible 50 points. Coloma, your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
How is a repeating decimal shown?
I don't know.
Pass.
A rectangular sheet of paper measures 8.5 by 11. 92. What is the area?
92.
Incorrect. It's 93.5. Add 1/2 plus 1/4 plus 1/5.
It's going to be like
19.20.
It's 1.15, whatever that is, as a fraction.
1.15?
It needs to be expressed in a fraction.
19 over 20.
That's correct. If an item was increased in price from 40 to 52 cents, what is the percent of increase?
52.
26.
Incorrect. 30. A trapezoid has bases of 3 and 10. If the altitude of the trapezoid is 8, what is the area?
Like
240?
Two what?
240.
Incorrect. It was 52. All right. Oh. And the repeating decimal is the decimal number followed by 3 dots. That's the correct answer.
All right. Well, that's the end of our 60-second round. Yep.
If that ends up mattering.
And we'll check the scores and conclude the game next year on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is St. Joe 235, Coloma 90. Normally, it's time to find out what's happening at each one of our participating schools, but first, our program director, Ray Gustafson, has some words that he'd like to say. So, Ray?
Wanted to come in. I'm Ray Gustafson. I'm the program director of News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Wanted to come in on finals night and congratulate the teams and congratulate all the teams for participating in Academic Challenge. We had 12 schools participating this year, and we had to cap it. We had more schools interested, but in order to get everything in, we had to cap it to 12 schools. So congratulations to St. Joe and Coloma for tonight for making it to the finals. So. We have a pretty good crowd here tonight that I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight as well to cheer on the two teams that are here for finals. And also we had a couple of teams that didn't make it to the finals, and a couple of the students came in along with their coaches to cheer on you guys as well. So thank you for coming in. We've got a couple of seniors, and I know we have here that we want to appreciate, but there is a senior on the Cassopolis team, Amelia. Come on up here for just a second, Amelia, would you? Because you're a senior, and you did obviously didn't make it to finals, unfortunately. So come on in here for just a second, Amelia. So Amelia Ayer from Cassopolis. So you're a senior. What are your high school plans? What are your college plans after this?
Sure. So I plan to attend an out-of-state college to pursue environmental engineering.
Okay, excellent. So, and do you know this gentleman here? Come on in. So we're in on the. So, do you know, Amelia? This is come on in a little closer. This is Jonah McDonough. He's the State Farm agent for St. Joseph. And you may have heard about. Did you hear what he was doing this year?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Okay. Jonah was gracious enough this year to offer up at the beginning of the Academic Challenge season. He was gracious enough to put up a scholarship for one senior that we chose this year. And we went through all of the coaches nominated somebody for that scholarship. It took us, Lewis and I, and a bunch of different people. Boy, it took us quite a while to decide to make the decision, and we want to say congratulations to you. And aww. and Jonah, would you grab that?
Fancy
over here. So, Jonah has graciously put together congratulations to Amelia. So a $1,000 check, courtesy of Jonah McDonough from State Farm here in St. Joe. Congratulations, and he'll work out the details to get you that towards your college tuition then. So one more round of applause for Amelia, please.
Ray.
Thank you much.
I think you should note that Amelia is also the valedictorian of her class.
That is right. Valedictorian and aware, as well as lots of other honors and things.
Yeah, like 50 different.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep, exactly. So thank you for letting me take a couple of minutes tonight to congratulate her. And we've got even bigger and better news for next season of Academic Challenge. Jonah and I are already in talks of how we're going to grow this scholarship for next year. So just be stay tuned for when we begin again in the fall. Lewis, back to you in the competition.
All right.
If I may, I just want to say, as somebody who helps review these applications, how many applications we have? 20-some?
Quite a few.
And frankly, there could have been 21, 22, whatever it was. Every one of them were well-deserved.
Yes.
You guys are great representatives of yourselves, your school, your community, and Southwest Michigan. And everybody, family and students, should be proud of every one of you. You guys are all great, great kids.
Yes. It took us 2 days to figure out who we wanted to go with. So it was, anybody could have gotten it. And it was, I would have gladly given a scholarship to everyone if we could have.
Yeah.
Because it was...
Competition.
All right. So teams, do we have substitutions? Yes, no? Coaches?
No.
No? All right. Well, then let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Coloma and St. Joseph.
For 5 points, Pablo Picasso was born in Spain. In which country did he live from 1904 until his death?
Riley from Coloma.
Italy?
Incorrect.
Cameron from St. Joseph.
France.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, some say Mab is the queen of these things. Others say it is Titania. What beings?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Pokemon.
Incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Riley from Coloma.
Titans.
Incorrect. Fairies.
Well done.
Shakespeare's Titania. Oh. For 10 points, in what city was a pact signed in 1938 in which Nazi Germany took control of Czechoslovakia?
Oh. Graham from St. Joseph.
Munich.
I'm sorry?
Munich.
I can't hear you, Graham.
Munich.
That's correct.
Yeah.
What?
For 10 points, what is the biblical name for Palestine?
Spencer from Coloma.
Judea.
Incorrect.
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Canaan.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, what term do astronomers use for the tilt of the plan of a planet's axis with respect to the plane of its orbit?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Azimuth.
Incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Spencer from Coloma.
Shift.
Incorrect. Inclination. For 10 points, the first mechanical clocks, which came into general use in the 14th century, had no faces or hands. Few people could have read them. Instead, clocks communicated the time by what means?
Riley from Coloma.
Pictures.
Incorrect.
Graham from St. Joseph.
Sound.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. They chimed or they rang bells for 10 points. For 10 points, more popes have taken this name than any other. What name is used by 23 of the popes?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Urban.
Incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Matthew from Coloma.
Francis.
John. For 10 points, name two of the countries the Bay of Bengal borders on.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
India and Bangladesh.
That's correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, he first appeared in the pages of Breton's Christmas Annual in 1887, and he went on to star in 56 stories and 4 novels. Who is this lean figure with his...
Graham from St. Joseph.
Father Christmas.
Incorrect. With his Inverness cap, his deerskin cap, and his underslung pipe.
Coloma, chance to steal. Matthew from Coloma.
Sherlock Holmes.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, this two-syllable word is by all accounts the most widely understood word in the world.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Okay.
That's correct. Glad I didn't have to read the rest of that. For 5 points, the geographical center of North America is located in what country?
Spencer from Coloma.
The United States.
That is correct for 5 points. Do you know where?
Kansas, I think.
Rugby, North Carolina, North Dakota. But the answer was Kansas.
This is contiguous.
Multiple choice question for 15 points. Which sports term does not belong in this list? Cesta, wicket, chukar, mallet, or racket?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Racket.
Incorrect.
Coloma, chance to steal. Riley from Coloma.
Cesta.
Incorrect. It's a chukar. It's the period in polo. Okay. For 20 points.
Final question of the match.
Oh, ooh. Okay. This English composer lived from 1813 to 1976. He is known for his songs, choral pieces, and operas, as well as the popular Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra.
Graham from St. Joseph.
Barber.
Oh.
Barber, Samuel Barber.
Incorrect. Can you name him?
Coloma, chance to steal. Riley from Coloma.
Oh, man. Chognosky.
Incorrect. It was Benjamin Britten.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the score and announce the champion of the 2017-2018 WS News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners of the 2017-2018 News Talk 94.9 WSJM Academic Challenge by a score of 285 to 100 is the team from St. Joseph. Congratulations, St. Joseph. And good job, Coloma.
Good job to both teams. Both teams did very well.
Thank you all. Thank you to all of our schools for being part of Academic Challenge, and thank you to all of our sponsors. WSJM's Academic Challenge is brought to you each week from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue in Benton Harbor. True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown, Vicki Holt, independent, uncomplicated, objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again in the fall as teams from Berrien, Van Buren, and Cass Counties go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.